Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Mr. Clapton bringing this back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, award-winning journalist, the author of three books on being home-based, including Home Office Know-How and GotWords.com. He's a wordsmith extraordinaire. He'll help you with your message, as he does many people. That's how you've made a living for 27 years, isn't it, Jeff?
It's pretty amazing. I've been able to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. I said that before.
Yeah, it's been a great
ride. You've hung in there. So, okay, we've been talking about the process that you went through to decide and then to buy an internet book.
A
Chromebook, which is basically... It looks kind of like a laptop, except it's got it's programmed like a smartphone,
right?
Like
in
a big tablet,
yeah.
Like a big tablet that clamshells up, right?
Yeah. It's essentially it's a laptop, and it's got a 13-inch screen, and so it's diminutive, but it's not tiny. But it runs
right
on the Chrome.
Is it got a full keyboard?
Full
width keyboard though.
A full-width keyboard, yes. Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're cramped up with a keyboard there.
Not at all, and I've used smaller laptops. Look, it's not a big 15-inch, you know, monster that some gamer wants to play on.
Mine has wheels on it, so I understand.
There you go, luggable, they call it. So, you know, this is a
motor,
portable,
crank
not
the motor
a luggable.
And drive it around.
So. Yeah, exactly. And so, but, you know, some of the things, and this is where the dig is in online shopping. So,
Hold on, before you get to online. The thing is, I want to point out, that there, as cool as this thing sounds, there are some things that you had to deal with. Number one, you're not consolidated around one piece of equipment.
Right.
You couldn't load a publishing software on the thing.
Right.
Or some other kind of software.
Right.
But the advantage is you paid less than $300 for it.
Right. Right.
And that's one of the things.
$250 plus tax and shipping.
If you're looking for some power, some remote power, and you can structure your work in a certain way, you can save hundreds of dollars over a laptop.
True.
Right?
Absolutely.
But this wouldn't be your only device.
No,
this has to be
an
alternative device.
I floated out there on my social media. I floated to some of the people I work with are pretty smart tech people, and I said, look, I'm debating going Chrome and going Windows. Google Documents. And again, Google Documents is like the Windows Office Office productivity suite. So it's, you know, Windows Office has a word processor, it has a spreadsheet, it has other applications within there. With Google, and their work suite has Docs, which is like Microsoft Word.
Right.
It has Sheets, which is an Excel like spreadsheet maker, and it opens them. So you can send me a Word doc, and I can open it, work in it, and save it as a Word doc, and you can be none the wiser that I was not working in Microsoft Office.
Right, because it's cross platform. All right, so tell us about the online part of it now.
So I bought it. I searched it online, and I found the model that I wanted, and it was a combination of. You know, again, we don't need a lot of storage, so it has a 16 gig solid state hard drive, so it doesn't have a big whirring, you know, a big hard drive in there. I should say solid state memory, so it doesn't have a big whirring hard drive in there. And it's 16 gigabytes. I mean, if you saw a laptop with 16 gigabytes, you'd say, why are you getting something so small?
Yeah, my phone has 16 gigabytes.
Exactly, mine has 64 because I have all my music. But the issue is that I'm not storing a lot of pictures or data or documents.
Right.
It's all
in the cloud. You're a cloud guy.
Yeah, so I don't need all that. I needed to be able to hold a document that might.
But when you bought the thing, tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so I bought it. Again, kind of sight unseen. I tried to shop
from an online store?
From an online, well, a gentleman I know locally, PC. It runs. I say PC.
So he just this online company just happens to be Doug Talkradio.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So and he was able to buy it. He sourced it for me. I told him what I wanted. He made the acquisition. I tossed him some love because he gets credits through by buying it, and then it shipped directly to me. Now, not having been able to touch it and play with it, there were things I learned. Like, for example, that it has
You couldn't have gone down to your local
Best Buy or whatever, or
how about your Verizon or T-Mobile or somebody
AT&T. No one that I could see carried this model. And I went about four.
You had a certain model. They carry those things like that, but they didn't carry your model.
Right. Okay. And so I learned certain things. I like the device.
But I got about a minute.
There are certain things you should know when you're going to buy online. You should research, for example, the keyboard. We don't have a delete key. It's a function of hitting like shift backspace. It doesn't have all the keys that you may want or be used to.
Right.
It has a slightly smaller keyboard. It has it has a slightly smaller size than you may be accustomed to.
Ergonomics might not be. You can research the power, but you can't feel the ergonomics.
You can't feel it, and I'm still a touchy-feely kind of guy when it comes to buying technology.
Yeah.
But by the same token,
would you buy it again?
I will buy online again.
Would you buy that machine again?
I'd buy this machine again. In fact, I might even buy another one and give this one to my wife and buy a bigger one. But I would buy this again.
Interesting. All right.
Absolutely. And then I would buy Chromebook again. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a Google guy.
That's me.
They owe us some money. We've been giving them a lot of love over
Absolutely.
Last year.
You know what? And I've been giving them all my data ever since. So
I know. They own you, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff.
They own me.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Also got Words.com. Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.